more people than the people whose names I called, but nevertheless, we're going to try and get a sense tonight just of people's interests and motivations and what brings you to this particular watering hole this evening. And we'll do that in the simple function of going around in a circle. This is a little different from most of the many, many workshops I've done at Esalen because Mark is here. He is the gentle giant of virtual reality, the man who hacked Vermal. Take a good look, your grandchildren will ask. And so it's an honor to entice him into this arena of discourse, and as you'll quickly find, he's very good at what we do here. So tonight will be strictly introductory, and we'll go around, meet you, you'll meet Mark, you'll meet me, we'll talk a little, and we'll pack you off to bed by 10 a.m. because 10 p.m. It's not a rave by 10 p.m. because a lot of people have come hundreds of miles today. Before we go around, just let me say the motivation for this became in my mind, Mark didn't remember ever meeting me, and so now in my own mind, I'm not sure we ever met at all. But you can take your choice of two stories. Either I met Mark in 1994 at the Seagraph conference where we rode together from a hotel to an exhibition hall and talked about how he might come to Esalen, or I met a friend of Mark's who seemed much shorter, much lighter, and an entirely different person, but we talked about Mark so much that I recollected it as actually meeting him, to the point where I felt no trepidation at all about sending him email and saying, how would you like to come to Esalen, as per our discussion and fantasy many years ago. So that's how all that happened. My interest in virtual reality in virtual reality springs from the naive faith that whatever else it may be, it's a technology that will allow us to show each other the inside of our own heads, and that it's primarily a tool for art, and hence communication, and hence very important in synergizing whatever community the future holds. And I think these things are pretty self-explanatory and clear. Other aspects of virtual reality touch on metaphysics and media and human psychology and the mysteries of code and mathematics and the ontology of reality itself. I mean, virtual reality permits thinking about reality in ways that you never could before, because you had no platform outside of it from which to view it. Well, it's amazing how fast time moves in these things, so I want to begin and just go around and get a feeling for who's here and what their priorities are. These things are most fruitful when pushed by the agendas of the people involved. I know what I think. In this case, I don't know what Mark thinks, so I have something to look forward to as well. But if you don't get what you want, it's probably because you didn't ask for it, because we're incredibly compliant folk around here. What's your angle on all this?
Okay. I'm Brian Duffy. I was introduced to you 4 months ago at a hiking seminar here. Not personally, but through a tape, and listened to it. Read one of your books, visited your website, saw that you were going to be here now, and I'm no more.
Good. follow this man's model. Not all about me, but just who you are, why you're here, and like that. And remember, in a social situation like this, under time constraints, absence of brevity is proof of psychosis. Do recall that. We're looking. Yeah.
Phil Bang, I've been involved with computers for a long time in a lot of different roles, and just learning and just curiosity.
Fine. Let's go along the wall, come from the wall, come from the wall.
Lawrence Kinchelow, I'm a Monterey resident for many years. I do dream workshops, one in September, if anyone's interested, about dream recovery. Just recently getting involved with the internet and studied and taken lots of psychedelics and studied inner space for some years.
I'm Janet Gordon, and I have a small business on the Monterey Peninsula, and before I would miss this for anything.
I'm Rajni, and I'm interested in Terrence's work, and I've read some of your books. Last summer I had an experience of ayahuasca journey, and my life is about the same. And I know that you've written about that, and that's why I'm here. And as far as virtual reality, that's totally like, I'm not a computer person. So mixing it the two together, plant medicine, technology, it's like, no, so I'm more resistant about that. I'm interested. I think it will be good.
No, we will show that it's a seamless web. I'm infatuated now with moving along the back wall. So.
I'm Ronan Howell, and Mark invited me to come down here to participate in this and contribute some of my ideas, as well as music. I'm a DJ. I've been working with Mark for about 5 years. And I'm also a researcher in the psychedelic field and the world of wisdom traditions. And so I'm here to groove with everybody. My name is Nathan. I'm very interested in kind of the trends in the evolution of society and consciousness. I used to be really into computers and virtual reality for a while, so it's going to be interesting to weave some of my interests together.
I don't have any expectations about what we want to have. I'm just really curious to see how everything kind of comes together.
Let's go back up here and come around.
Steve, I was here with my wife a few months ago. Wanted to come back, and he said, "Can you look through the book?" And I said, "Find something you think I might like." So I think with the psychedelics and the internet, and I have no idea who you are.
Cool. I don't either. Some of our best people are working on it. No, some of the most fun people in these things are the people who say, well, we could only come at this time, so then we checked in this afternoon and looked in the catalog, and it was between you and moving on and letting go. Anyway, we aim to please. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'm one of these guys. I'm a Rhodes scholar here, and I didn't know anything about you guys. And but some people told me they had been to the visiting teacher program, and they were very enthusiastic. So I bought a book and was reading, and I was very interested. I had psychedelic experience a long time before. I didn't take them for a long time because I'm afraid. So this is also an approach for me to come closer again. And also I'm very new, and I just bought a computer like half a year ago, and I need to come into this field. I'm very interested. So, yeah, open. This is my last weekend here in Amsterdam, so it's a nice ending.
name's Raphael Barker. I met someone while I was living in Italy a few weeks ago who raved about you, and he was surprised I didn't hear about you, so I he said he took over to the Delirium Throne and whatnot. So I looked you up, found the website, and started exploring it, and got freaked out that I couldn't understand the novelty theory, and decided to come take the workshop because you mentioned Esalen, which I hadn't heard of either. So I decided to leave my family and leave everything behind and take both this workshop, the workshop I just finished, a month long on Ericksonian hypnosis. So, I'm just kind of bombarded with information, left my family behind, and hoping this will be kind of a stepping stone for me in a sense as I go back to New York and try to carve a niche. My interests are in film, and I have very and cyberpunk. I have a very strong love-hate relationship with technology, and of late I've been approaching it with a little more interest in more of the tool instead of kind of a controlling 1984 type of just the mentality I had before. So things are changing for me, and I'm interested in your guys' perspective. I have a lot more things, but my ears getting red and stuff.
No, that's good. Yeah.
My name is Owen Rowley. I have a moderate history of working in virtual reality, starting with Autodesk and a couple other things, and working with Mark in the early days of Vermal. I'm a witch and practitioner of magical arts. And I don't know a damn thing.
My name is Gary, and very interested in a lot of the ideas I've heard and read from you in the past. I'm definitely interested in new ways to look at the future now or experience it as much as possible.
I'm Lynn Shamshland, and I've seen Terrence before, and I've read one of your books. I've long since forgotten it, but I enjoyed it. And I just thought that it would be cool to see you again and see if you had any good examples of the novelty you would expect to see soon and how you might combine with another person while you're talking. And I never knew a reason to come here this time of year with all the shooting stars and everything. It's just really fun to get away from the kids and be around somebody like you who travels all around the world and be around some of the greatest minds ever. That's just, maybe it'll be catching.
My God, you remind me that tonight, is tonight the peak of the Leonid?
Perseids. Yeah.
Perseids?
Yeah.
Is it tonight, the peak?
I don't know if it's tonight.
This almost slipped by me, and it's supposed to be major this year, isn't it?
That's right.
Well, so that's a reason to go to the pubs late tonight, folks, if that's happening. Thank you for mentioning that. I made a mental note to be on it, but then I'm on the road and I forget. Yeah.
My name is Sharon, and up until about this time last year, I didn't have a clue that so many computer artists and people that were developing their tools were actually using psychedelics as an important part of their work. And then I read a book by Douglas Rushkoff called Liberia, reading about designer drugs and how people that were taking those, the ones that were pushing themselves the furthest, were actually designing consciousness. And then I've heard about virtual reality projects like Osmos that have a very profound depth of perception. So my question is, if you think there is some kind of a convergence on some level of computers, virtual reality, and consciousness, and if so, what is the responsibility of those that are in the role of designing it, and what is the responsibility of those of us that are witnessing it?
Yeah, well, I'm sure this will be rolled over and dealt with. Yeah.
Hi, my name is James, and I have a background in psychology, psychobiology, holistic health, yoga, and I'm a computer professional. I have been following both Terrence and Mark's work for some time now. And here because I seem to be, I find that certain things form as attractors, and I get pulled where I need to be at that particular time, and I'm here today, so I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen.
The combined force of two black holes.
I'm Alex here, and I saw you talk about 3 years ago and never let go of Time Wave Zero. And I also have a computer experience, computer background, whatever you want to call it. I once saw an iMac commercial.
and you post frequently to Novelty.
Yeah, I used to. Yeah.
Yeah. How many people here are on the Novelty list?
Not that you've ever seen me post.
Yeah. Cool.
How many people have ever posted to the Novelty?
I've posted.
No.
That's about it. Yeah, well, lurkers outnumber posters by 10 to 1, I think. Which probably isn't a bad thing, given what is posted. All right, let's go to the back wall. And
my name's Harvey. It's kind of a stretch for me, but I've always been interested in ideas of creation and recently kind of stuck into the virtual reality thing a little bit. Fascinated with the ideas of where avatars and always kind of poked my own psychoactive drugs. So the course description was just very intriguing to me. And
yeah, good. Yeah.
My name's Andrew Jones. I read half of one of your books, quite a big chance, and for it. Try and get the other half from the horse's mouth. I'm interested very much in traditional cultures and in school Greek mythology, and very interested in Henry Crawford's descriptions of creative imagination. Interested in those relationships, and wanted to see how you put it all together. I know nothing about computers and nothing about relationships with both of you, so I'm interested to see how that evolves.
Henri Corbin, so you're familiar with his stuff on Ismailian Mazdaism and...
Very much, very interested in that.
Yeah, very good. Paul, why don't you introduce yourself?
Paul, well, I have a last name that nobody uses. I'm part of Islam, that's why I'm here.
Paul's the guy who gave me a career. He found me in a bar in New Jersey years ago. People will pay to listen to this. That isn't quite how it happened, but something like that. Okay, let's come forward. Yeah.
I'm Paul. Also, I have a last name. It's Godwin. Let's see. I grew up in that bar in New Jersey. I am chiefly a composer of music, and with that, rather computer-oriented in both as tools and the music I compose is often for computer applications or internet. Let's see. I think I probably first read Terence somewhere in the range of 20 years ago, I guess, and I have been exploring for research purposes only psychedelia for 25 years, so I probably figured I was only 25 anyway. But I just got really old and stayed with him. Sorry. 4 years ago, I moved to San Francisco and I saw Mark Pesce talk at the Exploratorium, and he was talking a lot about this thing called the World Wide Web, and I, along with most of the world, had never heard of the World Wide Web 4 years ago, which is kind of hard to believe today. He also said the phrase world song. And though I didn't know what he meant by world song, and he didn't actually describe it very accurately during that talk, I knew somehow inherently what I thought world song ought to be. And so as a thinker about sound and the world, I pictured the entire internet being used as some sort of musical instrument, or people singing together using the internet as the transmission source. And so then Mark and I went on to try to sort of structure or build that thing that would allow people to say, tone together over the internet. And we did that first at SIGGRAPH in 1996.
Six.
Mark tells me. It was five, actually, but I think it was. All right, he says six. So anyway, we did a singing experiment using the internet. We had people in Norway and Vancouver, Montreal, Kansas, New York, and
New Orleans,
where we were at SIGGRAPH. We all actually sang together and saw each other with, you know, avatars. One avatar would represent the whole group in that city at that point. So five avatars, and it worked. It was actually terribly fun. It was quite fun. And we went on to do two other major experiments of that sort, one at the Digital Bee in San Francisco. And mostly to me, those were just proof of concepts. They were in order to turn people that were working in the computer industry onto the concept that audio being used in the internet was a conduit for the transmission and transmutation of human consciousness. And then that's kind of a wordy way to say that audio had a strong power in terms of the internet. And so we did that, and now I'm waiting for the next step. I'm really here. I saw Terrence once, and I love Time Wave Zero. It makes a lot of sense, but I can't quite believe that everything's going to end in 2012. However, as a researcher and as a musician, I'm interested kind of in the sound of what that would be. So then, finally, Mark asked me to come down, and we're maybe going to do one of these vocal exercises that we do. We
tomorrow
want to do it over the internet. Real life is actually more fun. Thanks.
Tomorrow. Cool.
Yeah.
And you?
Hi, my name is Susan Mazur, and I'm a publicist, but I like to think of it more like a media manipulator, because I do it really different than a lot of the people in it works. And because of this, I guess I know a lot of people who write, and Mark is one of those people. The last time I saw Terrence was with Richard Metzger, who's another person who writes. And so that's one reason I'm here. I'm also here because I'm really deeply involved in electronic music and rave culture, where the ideas that we're going to talk about this weekend are almost treated as like the accepted spirituality, and which is amazing. And they're all like 17-year-olds, and there's thousands of them. And it's amazing. And I just and I'm working on some theories about bass frequencies and how they interact with brains on psychedelic drugs and people together and the messages in the bass. And I love Mark, and I gave myself a birthday present and a first year anniversary of my business present this weekend.
My name is Steve Paisecki. I'm an artist, and I work primarily visually in the digital medium. I've done 2D and 3D design. I've done some remote virtual reality design. The first time I ever saw anything on the internet, I knew that it was going to be the next thing in communications and in art. And I've been pursuing that ever since. And I'm very interested in Terrence's theories. And I see many parallels between the things that you talked about with prehistoric man turning into civilized man, growing and evolving through the centuries, as to what's happening on the internet currently. So that's why I'm here.
Good.
John Prince, middle-aged shroomer, showed up at Terrence about 6 years ago, showed up every year, resisted the computer and the web and all that, and now it's like, it's coming, it's got me, and here I am. I was here last year too.
It's here to stay,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
It's definitely here to stay.
Hi, I'm Gerard Hall, and I live down south in Laguna Beach. I'm a gardener and a sculptor. And I had no idea this was going to have anything to do with computers. And last week I got my first Mac, and I'm signing up for the World Wide Web. My little disc is supposed to come. And put it in, and you're connected with AT&T, and you get started.
Doors open, yes.
And Well, the phrase neo-paganism just like electrified me, because I feel very comfortable with ancient religions. And also the mushroom thing, I'd like to, I'd like to be able to find a shortcut to that door, to that incredible beauty, that overwhelming beauty of nature. It's almost spiritual. And I don't know, maybe pass it on or somehow share it, or it's so overwhelming. And I heard some of your tapes and I liked what you had to, I liked your wordage. It expanded my my thinking. So I can't. My flu. This is my summer vacation.
Welcome.
My name is Cheryl, and I've been listening to Terrence for many years now, and I've always greatly admired and appreciated the artistry with which you use language, and also the creative way that you put ideas together. And I'm always interested in anything that stretches my scope of understanding and awareness, like you were saying. And Mark, I haven't met you, but I've read about you, and I'm very curious to be privy to the inner workings of your mind and to watch the two of you interact with one another.
It'll be different than when I did the thing with Michael Murphy, I think.
I'm sure.
My name's Jim. Spending 2 weeks with you just now, Terrence, has really expanded my thinking, and I'm looking forward to it.
Great. Jim hears all this stuff and tapes it all, and so he's a well-worn pebble.
I'm John Perry. I'm a word scholar, and I'm just finishing this weekend, and I very much wanted to come in and learn as much from you as I could.
Great. I'm glad you're here. Kathleen?
I'm Kathleen, and I just investigate consciousness, whatever's in front of me, you know, however it's given to me, and I hang out a lot when you're here. I've brought this little list of botanical seed sources that I've put together, and that I'll pass these around. I think these plants should be in our lives and on our porches and in our salads. And
cool.
So they're lists of plants that have a history of healing or shamanic visionary use. And some of the catalogs that you'll send for, they wax very poetic about it. The catalogs are almost as much fun as the plants.
That's fantastic, Kathleen. You're on the ball. Thank you. Let's go. Let's continue along the wall for a bit here.
My name's Lee. I'm a composer and musician. I've been up here several times now for this. My main interests are novelty theory, increasingly rapid rate of change, seeming possibilities in terms of convergence of all sorts of things. Had some interest in psychedelics, and also very interested in internet in regards to artificial intelligence.
AI. Yes, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about artificial life as well, which is, I think you're interested in that, I'm interested in that. That's a coming thing for sure.
I'm Brian Holloway, I'm a sculptor. For basically two reasons I'm here. One, I always enjoy the crowd that this always draws. And two, hearing Terrence speak is like the curio shop on the side of the road in your life, that you don't know why you have to stop there, but you stop there and you get some thing you never expected to find.
Kitsch. The snake farm.
Yeah. I am Kathy.
Johnson, and I'm a costume designer, and I work doing movies in LA mostly. And this is my seventh workshop with Terrence, and I always come for a brain tingle, and I always get one. And also, I've just made some really great friends at these things, and there's not a lot of time, so you have to work quickly, so I'm available. And I also want to just invite you. We started a tradition of reveling around the fire on Saturday night. So after the festivities on Saturday night, if anyone wants to mosey down to the fire after the tubs or something like that, we tend to stay up rather late and have a really good time.
It goes till dawn often. Yeah, let me just say on that point that, you know, regardless of what you're looking for, odds are someone in this room has that. And in the nature of the game, it is not Mark or I, ultimately. So, you know, we look like the rest of the population, but self-select to be here. So it's a wonderful opportunity to hone social skills, make new friends and connections.
Well put.
My name is Susan, and I do this a number of times. Being a philosopher from a little kid, all the way through my life, I like to hear the new ideas and be involved, like you said, all the people who show up at these things, and all the Terry's kids who hang out. And I quote you frequently, so I need new material.
So the pressure's on. So let's come back here and then...
Like my name's Richard Milner. And I guess this is the third workshop I've done with Terrence, and you're always a trip. I've been trying to reconcile perception and reality for some time, and I finally concluded there is no such thing as reality. And I work in the financial business. I'm an investment advisor. I've been trading in the markets for years, and I've seen these incredible flows of money changing as technology changes, and the applications of virtual reality to money management and all this stuff, which is part of it. But finally, we're looking at economics as a complex adaptive system, just as is happening in all the physical and biological sciences. And I'm trying to reconcile the stuff you're talking about as far as novelty and discontinuous events, and so much of what happens in our markets are discontinuous by their nature, and reconcile them in terms of technology and computers and how the world is changing and we're changing as we're all linking together and where that goes, you know. And at the back of my mind is always that wonderful book by Arthur C. Clarke called Childhood's End.
Great book.
In which there's a major, major shift.
An eschaton.
An epiphany.
Exactly.
An eschaton.
Exactly. So I'm here for part of the ride. I want to see what's going on.
Yeah, in George Dyson's book, Darwin Among the Machines, he says there is nothing as much like thought as money, and then gives examples of how money works like thought, and in a sense then is the precursor of the global nervous system of the internet, which is built as an architecture of mind/money. Interesting, yeah.
My name is Neil, and I came at first because I've seen you speak on your tour for Truth Hallucinations, and that was like, hearing Terrence speak for the first time was like tripping in itself. And I've never recovered, and I just wanted to continue. And then when I found that out that you were part of it, I looked up his net page and some other things. I read your article in Salon, and so it was like I had to come.
You had an article in Salon recently?
Recently, last month, about
How
virtual
cool.
art.
Do you all read Salon online? Oh, it's had the best coverage of the president's situation, and it doesn't see it like the bullshit right-wing, slow-moving coup, crypto-fascist, witch-hunting. It sees it very, very differently and reports it very intelligently and has broken story after story about corruption in the special prosecutor's office and leaked grand jury material and paid off witnesses and off-the-record meetings and salon.com. It's the best political writing.
Salonmagazine.com.
Sorry.
Salon Table Talk Rocks.
Yeah.
Salon.
Salon.
Salon Magazine.
The Cognoscenti now. Salon. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Michael, and I'm on a novelty kick. I've been a computer programmer for 15 years, and I've stopped that. And I wondered what technology was about. And so now I'm hiking into wilderness areas with a digital camera and finding patterns in nature. I'm not sure why. Yep. And for me, it's reconnecting myself with my God, which I call the great outdoors, G-O-D. It's not only great outdoors as far as nature, but great outdoors as in moving through a door. We have a door and we go out of the door.
The great outdoors.
So I'm walking around the great outdoors with a digital camera, filming patterns.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And I'd actually, why do you not videotape your sessions?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea why.
The question, can you?
Yes, I can.
No, well, we can arrange it. I just never bother because I smoke too much dope, frankly, to worry about stuff like that. I mean, it sounds like a splendid idea, like so much that would happen if I stopped smoking cannabis.
One thing I would like to add is that I have been a photographer of film, and film sees the world one way. And I have noticed now with a digital camera and with psychoactive tools, there's a relationship formed through the digital camera to the source, the energy. And a digital camera sees that differently than film.
Very good. You.
Actually, I have an FYI. In the Esalen library, the video library that you could actually check out, you have the most listing by 2.5 pages of video, the content here.
We used to shoot stuff years ago, but once they caught on to the fact that I endlessly repeat myself, they sort of folded that in. But yeah, there's plenty. Don't worry, I'm not about to be erased from the historical record. Yeah.
My name is Frank. I've been here many times. I've been keenly interested in just the relationship between mind, body, mind, spirit since I was a young boy. Experimenting with several different substances that I found that sort of opened doors. I've been facilitators toward higher consciousness. So I've been interested in Terrence's work for about a year, actually, when I first found out about you through a friend, Tom Watson, who came out.
Sure.
And my work in corporate finance causes me to travel all the time. Sort of trying to rely on technology to help facilitate my work life. I'm trying to find smaller and smaller and brighter computers to help it all, and then, you know, come together. So I thought this would be an appropriate workshop to sort of see how I can take technology and my, you know, quest for inner searching and sort of molding together.
smaller and brighter, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I signed up for healing and letting go.
You mean moving on and letting go.
I'm going to stay here. I'm Peter. I'm a painter, and I'm interested in mysticism, and I'm interested in collective unconsciousness, and interested in how the internet is manifesting that on a more conscious level as well. And this is my birthday present to myself also.
My name is Tom. I'm interested in the concept of boundaries and barriers, which I think was mentioned in the life, and how both psychedelics and the internet are breaking those boundaries. And I had an opportunity to be in the film East Germany some time ago, and they have a phrase, the wall of the mind. And I found that a very powerful phrase. The wall itself is gone, but the wall of the mind has persisted. And I think we all have them, and we certainly have them in this country also. And it's a great metaphor for me, and this workshop kind of spoke to that metaphor. I've also had a long interest in cultural anthropology and the role that psychoactive drugs or plants play in traditional cultures and that kind of thing. And we'll be teaching a course on sociology, but want to look at the impact of the internet on our culture today and thought it fits into it.
My name's Jessica, and I'm in the middle of this synchronicity storm of really remarkable proportions. Terrence's name keeps coming up, AI, computer stuff, collective conscious going to rave. Suddenly getting invited here for free seems to be a part of it, so whatever.
My name is Todd, and I first was made aware of Eslin through some tapes with Joseph Campbell. Sounded like a particularly interesting place, so I frequented the website, and recently I wanted to come here and was thinking, wow, gosh, you know, about a month away, and I looked and I saw computers and psychoactive plants and the two main passions of my life coming together. I was overjoyed, and so I'm here.
My name's Chris. I'm a librarian. I live in Oakland. I took a class from Mark a year or some ago, and I reshelved one of Terrence's books in January, and I just haven't looked back. That was the Archaic Revival up in the Bees, History of Religion, and so forth. And I have been interested in processional astronomy for a while, since I read Peter Tompkins' Mysteries of the Great Pyramid. And then Hamlet's Mill blew my mind. And let's see now, Philip K. Dick. I thought that
he was going to be here.
I thought he was going to be here.
He is here. He is here.
No, I thought that Archaic Revival was the first of Terrence's writings that I have. And he was actually wrote the afterword or the foreword to what was it? Selections from the Exegesis.
I wrote that. Yeah, it was supposed to be a foreword, and after they read it, they announced it would be an afterword.
So I'm looking to make friends and connections here. Ever since I read about the DMT flash, I said I have to experience that. So. Computers, psychedelics, the internet, and me. All right, I'm here.
You mentioned your interest in processional astronomy. Any of you who are into all of that and Hamlet's Mill and so forth and so on, there's a new book by John Major Jenkins called Maya Cosmogenesis 2012. And it's very well written. It's very scholarly. It's, there it is. It may be in the bookstore here. I don't know. But if you care about all that, it's the latest, greatest thing to read. Yeah.
I'm Eric Newdard. I'm a grad student in transpersonal psychology. Mushrooms have done a lot for my life. Made me look at how to change others' lives. That's how I got into Terrence's writing. I'm interested in mysticism too, and particularly, like you mentioned, in the archaic revival, there is a big difference between the mushroom experience and following a path, you know, Vedanta or yoga or something. And I've always sensed that, but I've never been able to figure out exactly what the difference is. The free lunch way with a mushroom where you don't have to work for it. And in this kind of our Western culture, at least, we have the Protestant work ethic, and we frown on that sort of thing. But I've always been curious kind of why.
It's not exactly a free lunch. It's simply that instead of searching for the spiritual gas pedal, you suddenly become very interested in finding the brakes. Go for it, Mark.